Hi, I'm Frank Contellis with NOAA's Office of Ocean Exploration and Research. One of our missions is to discover and explore shipwrecks and other cultural heritage. It's been said that there is more history to be found on the seafloor than in all the museums of the world. This cultural heritage can fill in some of those unwritten pages of our history. AUV Fest 2008 is a great opportunity for two large organizations, the Navy and NOAA, to share new technology that the Navy will use to discover hidden mines and NOAA will use to discover sunken history. Just what is this new technology? AUVs, or Autonomous Underwater Vehicles, are really underwater robots, and for AUV Fest 2008, the Office of Naval Research is providing 12 of these AUVs outfitted with the latest sensors. These systems allow the Navy to find mines without exposing divers to the dangers of mine hunting. NOAA's partnership with the Navy allows us to have maritime archaeologists from federal and state agencies, universities, and institutions work alongside AUV technologists. They will use 8 of these systems, and their mission is to learn how this new technology will benefit the search for history that hides on the ocean floor. In the same waters of Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island, where the Navy will search for simulated mines, there are historic shipwrecks. That's where the marine archaeologists will learn how the Navy technology works to discover the remains of once proud ships. In this painting by John McCrae, Cerberus is battling the continental sloop Providence under the command of Captain John Paul Jones off the coast of Connecticut. HMS Active, shown here in Boston Harbor in a painting by Jeff Hunt, was a sister ship of the HMS Cerberus. Cerberus is one of 4 ships examined by maritime archaeologists at AUV Fest. She was built in England for the British Navy in 1758 and came to America at the opening of the Revolutionary War. Surprisingly, Cerberus is linked to the history of mine warfare through an attack carried out on her by David Bushnell in 1777 in an experiment with a floating mine. The attack didn't damage Cerberus but destroyed a schooner tied up nearby, killing 3 people. In August 1778, Cerberus and 3 other British frigates were trapped in Narragansett Bay when a French fleet arrived to support the American war effort. The captains of the frigates decided to burn their vessels rather than hand them over to the French. To this day, they remain on the bottom of the bay. History, archaeology, and technology all come together at the Naval Undersea Warfare Center in Newport, Rhode Island at AUV Fest 2008, sponsored by the Office of Naval Research and NOAA. It's an exciting dual use of undersea technology, and our partnership with the Navy extends the value our citizens receive in the investment they've made in the technology. Want to learn more? At our award-winning website, oceanexplorer.noaa.gov, you can learn more about AUV Fest. Teachers can download lesson plans aligned with national education standards, and in the future, armchair pilots of underwater robots can take an AUV mission out on their own to survey a shipwreck. With the Navy and NOAA, partnership runs deep at AUV Fest 2008, where underwater technology serves the nation's need for defense and our quest to discover history hidden on the ocean floor.